Sam Shepard's True West is a classic American story exploring family identity and the American dream. A wickedly funny and scorching tale of sibling rivalry set in the searing backdrop of the Californian desert. It's going to hit the Ensemble Theatre stage from the 8th to the September to the 11th of October, with some acclaimed Aussie actors joining the cast. One of those cast members, Darcy Kent, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Darcy, how are you?
Morning, brother. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us. Now, who are you playing in this work of True West?
I'm playing Austin, who's the Ivy League screenwriter who's trying to write his script in his house-sitting his mother's house, and then his unruly brother turns up out of the blue and just messes everything up.
I imagine someone as into theatre as yourself was very well aware of True West before taking on this role.
Yeah, look, it's one of those ones which it's got quite a history to it. I mean, in terms of the actors that have played it before, it was originally Gary Sinise, John Malkovich, Philip Seymour Hoffman was in it with John C. Reilly in 2000, yeah. But then he also directed it here in Sydney with Wayne Blair and Brendan Cowell. Ethan Hawke's done it, Paul Dano's done it. So it's one of those plays where it's kind of become a modern American classic. So I can't say I wasn't a little intimidated when I got the call and said, hey, do you want to do this?
No pressure.
No pressure, exactly. But it's an incredible opportunity to it, obviously these actors come to it because there's something really incredible about this play. It's a challenge, but it's when it's done well, it's incredible.
Do you have siblings yourself?
I do. I've got two younger brothers. So, and it's funny, we've been actually sharing a lot of stories of how exquisitely brothers can annoy each other and fight with each other because these boys do a lot in this play. And they kind of descend. They're kind of their more adult selves at the start of the play, and by the end, they're, acting like five-year-olds. So, throwing stuff at each other and whacking things with golf clubs and,
Oh, harkens me back to my glory days of sibling rivalry. Now, True West was first performed on stage in 1980, and since then it's become a classic, turned into multiple films as well. What do you think it is about True West that resonates with the audience?
Look, I think it's a pretty... Sam Shepard wrote it. I think in the early 80s, I mean, he had written a bunch of plays before this one. I think this might have been the first one that was first nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. But he started writing a lot of the Greek plays, and then his writing kind of took off. This is what Ian Sinclair, our director, has been talking about. So there's an aspect of this show that, although it's set in modern for the time, 1981, there's something kind of ancient about it. There's a Cain and Abel kind of mythic thing of the wild man versus the ordered man. Wildness versus modernity. And so I think that really appeals to people. There's something about it that is kind of timeless. And it's got that somewhat of a surreal quality to it as well. There's something amazing. We've been talking a lot about, Twin Peaks and David Lynch, rest in peace, passed away last year. But his work's got some similarities to Sam Shepard's in that, you'll be watching a scene or listening to a monologue and going, it starts off quite naturalistic and then it veers into this kind of phantasmagoria, kind of dreamlike place. And I think the twists and turns in this play really appeal to people because of that.
Seeing as it's had so many fabled productions of True West, is it a difficult thing to try and put a new stamp on it? You're standing on the shoulders of giants. I imagine there's obviously, we've discussed how there's no pressure for this role and everything you're doing, but is it sort of one of those things, are you trying to do something new with it, put a new spin on it, or are you trying to take the best of all the past productions and do that?
I think, Ian, we kind of prostrated ourselves at the player's feet and said, what do you want to do with us to a certain extent? But I think what has really come up in our production, which, we've seen in other productions, but it's just maybe turning the lights up on one particular aspect of this play is, it is a descent into alcoholism. Sam, the writer's dad was a notorious drunk, and Sam struggled with that throughout his life, and also, yes, struggled with his own alcoholism. And this is a portrait of a man who's lost one brother to alcoholism and then descended to it himself. So I think that's one aspect of the show that, yeah, we're really trying to highlight, because, you know, maybe it's because of who we are as actors. It's bubbled up to the surface in rehearsals and in how we've been doing scenes, and quite touching and moving, you know. And I think, you know, we'll always be relevant because, you know, alcoholism is still a huge problem.
It is indeed.
All over the world. Yeah.
And the Ian that you referred to there is obviously director Ian Sinclair, who knows a thing or two about adapting sort of the modern American classics he's done, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Mice and Men.
Yeah, The Caretaker, done a lot of Pinter. He did View from the Bridge by Arthur Miller in Melbourne. He's well-versed in taking a classic, and, you know, he doesn't try and put a new spin on it just for the sake of things, but he sits at the play for a long time and goes, yeah, what is this version with these people that are in the cast want to say? And, yeah, he did Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at Ensemble, which was had rave reviews, and it's just been incredible working with him.
He knows his way around there. It's a lovely thing you say there as well, when you sort of you let the play dictate how it's going to be portrayed.
Yeah, you know, like, we don't want to muscle it into something that it doesn't want to be, you know. And I think you listen to it, and then things just happen in the room. It's kind of certain playwrights like Sam, where this surreal quality comes in. There's a the play kind of becomes what it wants to be, and you just kind of have to get out of the way to a certain degree.
That is awesome. Darcy Kent, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. True West, playing at the Ensemble Theatre from the 8th of September till the 11th of October, ensemble.com.au for tickets. Chookers to you, and I really appreciate your time here this morning.
Thanks, mate. Have a beautiful day.